for you, the bear of man is slow, for such a little form. Fair enough. We shall arrive here, Lord Glory. Shall arrive here, Lord.
Ich It's not a rising of But the opportunity that people are converting is not about them. Of the neighborhood, I'd like to know. If you didn't even rent to it, if you borrowed shul or the same as kula, what if you don't even have the kushela? Look, so you give me permission to live in the house for a day or two. But, now keep on saying that the things are good. But any time you have a life, you won't be honest. Well, when I was going to say this, but from what you saw, that she descended in my home. The way you come to my office, Then I'll tell you how the house belongs to you, and the Rabbani may tell you, if it doesn't belong to you, you're tired, but I'll call for it. You have to have some ownership of that. Even a Shea of Spirit, well, Tanya, and you have to have a Shea of Holy Spirit, that you should be, you should own it, you should have the Susi to live in the house. You should have Tiyon in the house, that you need it, but you shouldn't have the right to throw you out. It just happens to be living in some of the apartments for 35 days, and every time you can throw you out, because you didn't make any Tiyon about it. But then you wouldn't use the type of the Rabbah. But if you would have accepted the other secret, if in a third, if a buyer says, you broke the type of the you don't pass my debt. You would have lived in a buyer says, you have this type of the you don't think you it's your house, you live there one day, it's called the upset. It's not the house, you say, she had the right to come from the upset to live there 30 days. Then as long as you live there 30 days, you don't have to know King Yonah at all. You don't have to nothing you say, there's nothing you see with it. But also the type of the living in a third. That's pretty funny. So, come on, we don't make that question. We'll say the same as what we do. If I just happen to be living in a house, then it's that body shall have to. Our body shall have to have no kinyana now. But let's say someone left me living in his apartment and didn't spend a single time, but he didn't make any kinyana now. The report really doesn't hold on to it. What's that about? Especially, it's not the illusion in the sanitation of the floor. The whole thing that they make kinyonim, the same shakakim is if you get the shakakim on Zorka. Kakim shakakim is if you get the shakakim on Zorka, so you won't take that from the Rabban. So there's no way to retain the shereva of the Kinyas and character on the Pasha. You can always be the shakakim that you want. The point of view is what you can say about again, this week said there's one Rashi that has two important comments at the very end of the Rashi. One Rashi says the skin of what color is Taylor's. Rashi says that Taylor's is the color of the Zahari at midnight. Taylor's is the Rashi Tichla. Tichla is the Rashi Shakur. When you have your death in the family, when the children go, it's called Tichla. The Rambam writes, not by Rashi, the Rambam writes that Jesus writes that Taylor's is the color of the sky, the blue color of the sky at noon. The bright color blue, it's not a dark color blue. So this one thing the whole Rosh Hashanah, the Cedars, it's called based on Kabbalah, that he goes to the next Cedars and Sheep, but he's supposed to be representative of the Cedars of the Enemy of Din. According to Rashi, that it's dark blue, and it's thick or lost in dead, there's a market curve that is a complete Kabbalah, that is just from Rosh Hashanah, then it's supposed to be representative of Din. Then it's going to come to the Rambam, that's supposed to be the color of the sky at noon, that's supposed to be represented to the sky. I think that's in the Balatanya, I thought that. And it's Rashi, and it's keeping close. And then there's another report of Rashi at the end of the segment, where Rashi said, there's no such thing in the Medish, that the Medish are right. I think that's in the region, where they're going to go. He says that why are there eight streams and six streams between the regular to remember the 8 days of the week, which is Nisan and Shira Shana. But in the first Monday Rashi, I wrote Bachus with you. There were no 8 days in the Shira Shana and Shira Shana. Shira Shana is on Shusha Pesha. I don't know, but I said there were no 8 days in the Shira Shana. Shira Shana is on the 3rd day of the Shira Shana. Shira Shana is on the 3rd day of the Shira Shana. Shira Shana is on the 3rd day of the Shira Shana. Shira Shana is on the 3rd day of the Shira Shana. Shira Shana is on the 3rd day of the 7 days in the Shira Shana and Shira Shana. Other than I said, it's been in place, it's been in place, it's been in place. It's not a 7 white thing. One blue thing says in a 7 white thing. Who should do that? It happens not to be Rashi Sita and Gemara. Rashi says in the beginning of Perek HaKpele is that the Perek in the Lord and Ahem and Ahem, 56. The Rambam and the Rai did learn that, but they say it's not on Sita and Ahem, it's still in one thing. It's only one thing. That's the Machlech is the Rami and the Rabbi. The truth is how much of one thing. Does it mean one long string or one short string? Does it mean one of the long, four long strings? It's going to turn out to be two of the short strings. That doesn't mean one string of the eight short strings should be the same thing. So the Machlech is how much is love and how much is failure. One out of eight is failure, or two out of eight, or four out of eight. The Rashi and the Rashi and the Rashi are the most adults in the 7 and 1, that's the Magia Rashi, so the relationship is 7 and 7 and 1. 7 and 1 is against the Rashi and the Gemara. Rashi himself wouldn't hold Magia. Rashi himself holds it in 2 and 2. In his 2, when he's dealing on the Shilkis, it's not the whole story, but it's a fundamental Machlokes. The Rashi and the Rashi on the one hand, as opposed to Rashi based on the other hand, what is the meaning of Taylor? And Lava. I should take it home that that's part of the makeup of the Chutei Atzichi, that first Taylor says Lava. Not because he has it endorsed in a movie thing, man, that we don't have any Taylor, maybe we only have to have two long strings that came out to be four short strings. And they don't have to have. If he says Taylor then I'll tell you to Lava, then he says he put it in four long strings that came out to be eight short strings all white. The makeup Lava is only two of these things that came out to be four strings. It's a Taylor to wear half, but that's half of the truth. It's a mission design. According to those who show the whole of the 7-1, but if it's better than my 26-11, so obviously what it means is you don't put it in 7-2. You can't put it in 3-8 long streets. You can't put it in a lot of them. You can put it in 4 long streets. And you're supposed to die there for one of the long streets. Taylor, you don't have Taylor to go die for. But the truth is here, you need to be good. This is in 4 long streets, if they have to be 8 long streets. And then in the mix with a top part of the two. Not like Rashi says the whole thing is a modern paradoxary, but the mix of two has two heads to it. It's like a Lulu and an Asterisk and a Dasna and a Lulu. You have to say it's not that long. And here it's not an Asterisk and a Lulu and a Lulu and a Lulu. And yesterday, I'm an Asterisk and a Lulu and a Lulu. So whatever you have, you just leave out. You don't have to go off it, you don't have to be four short two. Come to the Rama and the Rama, you don't say like that. So you say, still say, you only go out one of the eight strings. Okay, even one of the long four strings is also, but it's not that the six consists of three and one. Really got three. Six consists of four long strings. So you call the negative three with eight short strings. And then it is, you should die one of the long strings. Okay, but so the Rambam and the Rambam have a different understanding of the whole nature of failure. That's what the Rambam writes at the weekend, it's the same time as well. So. The Rambam dresses is more than the other Rishayim, but the Rishayim is that failure is for the purpose of making the one and the other. He's that the real Rishayim is to have four long strings and tie them and put them onto the beggars. And then the Halacha to make the people surround, that's a win. If you have failure, you're supposed to die part of the failure, you're supposed to wrap around one to one. If you don't, then you can do it. You just have the four long strings. So you didn't do the extra for seconds, the extra failure that you need.
I've seen scissors with the short tailors on the scissors premium with down color.
How many do they get? One out of eight? Two out of eight?
One string out of eight.
One out of eight.
And that string wraps around under the white hat and then it wraps around again. Mm-hmm. Is there any basis for doing that?
The Rambam quotes based on the name. You put it down in that space. I'm sure you have to...
No, I think it's a John Culver.
Oh, there's a Rabbeinu Rebbe, a Geshe Hanna, a Maimon. The Rabbeinu Rebbe, a Jewish, a little over 100 years ago, wrote three books, one after the other. And then they will take it all together. So social is that they now take it all together. Social is that we can have a different type of it. They're not terrorists. These claims that he identified exactly what the terrorist is. And only other terrorists are in this community. What is the terrorist? 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 Nothing to gain and nothing to lose. The only one that said you have nothing to gain is the Beit Shalom. Beit Shalom is after a letter to Haydn Esther in the station that was sent to this year, this year, to get her out of Marina. And this is in the social media trailer. He has the Rabbi Rebbe picked all the letters of those who disagree. He came in and he sent them back. But the Beit Shalom disagreed with him and he said that even if you're right or wrong, even if you have identified a trailer, you're wrong because you don't have a tradition of it. And the trailer has to be in the combo of that tradition. He was put down in the land, so his mother said, what a fool he was, Rabbi Balachon. He should have looked at the history and counted to see how many strings there were, because it's not working to shine the silver. When he had four strings that turned out to be eight, long ones, short ones. He had three long ones that turned out to be six short ones. So why didn't Rabbi Balachon count the strings to see? So the fact is that he's speaking to the mother, that even if you don't have a master, you should be so much better. If you can discover something in some of your life so far, some historical liars, or something that I'm not a country, so like that. That's the way what I'm loving. I mean, you like to
see
the claims that he discovered based on writing that they're saying that. They're saying, describe what it looks like, and they give you the Latin word and the Greek word. So he identified a certain fish. And this is where I get the right color. Why can that be a good method of? And then it takes that time and after everything to be a regular. No, because one stop to nothing is being able not to read this from an office, it's not good. So the father can't get it. It's not good. I think that's the issue. You can make sure I learn about that.
Okay.
You
don't
believe that
I'm
wrong.
No.
It is not only not. The thing is not only believe in after the history, so I'm not sure I can learn about it. You believe in after the history, so I'm not sure I can learn about it. You believe in
after the
history, so I'm not very sure. Who have an author who should be in a shadow comes up, you start looking up in the story and there are 50 hundreds of years ago on the right. What do you believe? Yeah, he can do that. Very sure. After which he goes to that, that's what he's going to do. He goes to that, that's what he has done. There's a Machlokes in Persis and Brochus where they know that the only version is Machlokes that was a million and a half homies. Okay, so it's in the water, whether it's burning the zenith or not. So Allah Allah Mahi, so we pass into the oil is burning the zenith and death and it's not. Yeah, that's all we pass. So he is taking care of an operation from a design of an hour, she's not from last year. That's because the oil is in milk and death and it's right. The earth is first and the oil is right. And death is milk. So he's not shining whether any mortars you must come in. That the rain first and the bottom first, you only say the zenith and right. And the death and the wrong thing is done. So those only is more closely related to the Hamesh of the Gosh. And death and is not. So the Tanis is saying that it's not right to put in the mat. No, I'm right. She's saying that it's not. That's my pleasure. It's generally assumed that the woman and the God are talking to me. But the church is right against God. That only means right. So that's all that she says. No. But whenever you don't have a clear master of what the word means, you can't, I don't know what it means. You can't reconstruct the master based on what the business and religion is. Why not? They can study more, I don't know what the word means. So this is the actual. That's no good. That's what he wants to say. That's no good. We say it's no good. There's a mark in the Gila. The mark is the Havi Adi Rabban, and this says that the Elaine and the Gila serried in the Yoga. Serried means that I read one character and I go for a walk. And I read another character and I go for a walk. So if you're in my school, if I don't go walk for an hour, enough time to read the homogeneous in the beginning, then it's my place to be tomorrow when I show you in my school is not to be tomorrow. But if you're in the beginning, it's the same thing you get. So the most is the Haviyadur Abad and my saving. If you're in the beginning, it's the same thing you get. Then one station is... And it's not the natural effect of the thought. That's just it. That's why we're not in the same level. So, listen, you're a quarrel, other kinds of disagreements are not. The real love is a very good because you even have to say that, and I'm saying, tell you something, Hasei, I'm not going to be seen in Hasei, you say. We do it in the matter. So, they keep set over, and then they say, this problem is a hundred of them. He says it would be more of a problem. More of a reality tradition that the Bible drop is in the middle of the isolation, in the middle of the church. The Marshal says that there's an even number of votes he's not asking. The Marshal's often in the end of the first day at the beginning, he says, the Marshal, we don't know. The Marshal, we don't know. Let's count it out and we will reconstruct them up there. The Marshal says, we can't reconstruct them up there. Since I'm not like he gave a half day as he says, since he had lost them up there, as to whether the Bob is the end of the first day at the beginning of the second, that's beautiful. Take the second area, which is the third period. We don't have any mistakes in our third period. They're all correct. They have to say like that. Some of the discussion. Since we have lost in our Torah, we have only begun in our Torah that the Bob is the end of our issues in the third Torah. We have lost the other half of our Torah, which half is it? Does it belong to it at the end of the third half, the beginning of the second half? So this cannot be reconstructed by sitting and counting it. It won't be called in our Torah. It'll be called the end of our Torah. Let's say, I tell you how many times the word Torah appears in the Torah. That's not in our Torah. Our Torah means it's written to Moshe Rabbeinu. Transmitted through the generation to the Jewish and Moshe Rabbeinu. The sister is a great transmission, but it involves the end of the first day, continuing the second half. If you will reconstruct it based on sitting and calculating it, just like an archaeological discovery, that won't have a polished name ourselves as it is a great transmission. It is all along the lines that we face our energy. It is a palace, and how can you kill it? It doesn't make any sense.
Maybe
they're
afraid that
give them away all the wool. The Gemara says, they're also going to give everything away. So the Rav Hashanah quotes the Kashrut Mahrein, meaning, why do we distinguish between the various races? Only by Chalot there's many races. I mean, there's many races for all time. But the Chalot, we learn now, that who are the Nami, the Truman, and the Aces, the Drunk, and the Ocean, etc. Should we be the Ocean? There are many races. There are many races. I say, just like here, races means Shiram and Tonsa, there are also means. The races are good, but I should also say that we need Shiram and Tonsa. So must be that there's some kind of withdrawal of Chalot, that I should limit our offer. Shiram and Tonsa, that's the Chalot. To tune the Kayyid, to go and shouldn't apply to Rashi Sakai. What is this role? So the Malacha Tron, of course, in the apparent of the story is that by Kala and Shuna, there is a Dushan. Kala and Kala and Shuna. There is also a Zahn and also a Zmei. So when one comes to be Kodesh, it has to be Kante, it's a thought. You can't have everything in the world is Kodesh. The Kala and Shuna, the Kala and Shuna. Now, and then so operation in the third of and then from among the Nasal you have people who are more Kodesh than the other. You have the Zion operation, the other people are not as Kodesh as the other. When you have Kodesh, there has to be something that's something that's Kodesh. Now what requires when the mouth is true, the mouth is Kala, you have to have Reisha Shesharia, because you have to have a country. You have to have a Yehud. But this becomes Kodesh, and that's going to remain Kodesh. Now Shem can, of course, from the third of the Kabbalah, but I'm saying anything about Rashi's again, it's not mitzvah to many kiddushin. Therefore, you don't need any kashya. Therefore, you don't need to have to learn from it. Therefore, we have to shabbat. You don't have to say like that. After Allah, you can say an Hebrew chant. A Pashat chant. That by, I don't think she says it, but she knew she did, but she just said it in book chant. Allah, if you learn from it, you can't see the difference between that if it is a tether, if you bread from which you won't get Makrish Shabbat, and you pay from which you won't get Makrish from the Shabbat, so you rather use the devil if you have a Mishra, Mishra Shabbat, but not a Mishra Shabbat. By Rachel Shabbat, it's a Mishra between Makrish Shabbat, but there's no Mishra if you mean to go before Makrish Shabbat. There's no Bakla Mishra, you didn't do the Mishra. There's no Mishra by Mishra Shabbat. There's no Abel, there's no Mishra Shabbat. But by Haprosh of Shuni, by Haprosh of Kala, it's not only a Mishra Haprosh, it's supposed to be a matri, if you use it, it can only be a matri, it can only be found as a process, it can only be used as being used, it can also serve as a matri, you must have some share of hands first. You have to leave something over and say, it's now matri or that. But if you're not leaving anything over, it's not getting out of anything, then it's only going to serve, it's only going to be a process without being a matri, so that's no good. So why did the Malacha Shlomo say his some of the children say to himself, say to himself, and the reason being a college football player, the homeless, the Ahakakmat, we spoke to this the other day, and we were letting go. So when you earth of the homeless, the Ahakakmat is let's say you buy from a kosher bakery, you know, it's a discussion, but you know that they're not Mavish Kala, you're afraid they may not be Mavish Kala. We leave over a little bit for the sake of the cookies and the bread, and the first shop is typically, I know we say, the Mavish Kala is a point. If Hashem's the other one, if it didn't come to Mavish Kala, so you eat as much as you want, but I'm afraid Shabbos, I'm afraid I'm afraid of Mavish Kala. So Rashi writes there in Sofim, and then Bobotom, probably not that you have to do about Mavish Kala, so Rashi writes that you leave Bobo a little bit to lay at the Shabbos, and then you'll say that that's to become Tumor, that's to become Kala. There's another, you didn't get to Shalem part, you have to be Mavish, from the slice that we go, we have to have the amount of part of the scholar, and the rest of it should become full of the scholar. Why doesn't it say to Hola Yashi? Why isn't it called Shalani Koran? That what I mark is tomorrow will be marked to everything that I ate today. I have a long white bread, and I have 35 slices. And I ate up 34 slices, and I left over the 36 slices from the third shabbat. So Shalani, I said, the whole 36 slices should become the scholar, and that should be marked to you. So you put parts that I read away. What's that doing out there? Obviously, this not going up there. Not the one that's not going to come out. Not going up there. Otherwise, how do you have a thing that I don't have that much? It's not going up there. The whole book of Cheyenne is going to be used to the lifetime. It means that we need. Of course, the student has to serve not only as a tree of them, has to serve also as a map here. So he's a map. So you can put map of 34 points. So whatever that probably will prompt them, but like a Shlomo, is afraid to say they have shot, that is something more than that. That's true, Abadi. If you have to have Shiran Khan, you should serve as a master, but you need more than that. Matra should be by a contrast of Kodesh and Kol Mokesh. You have a Kodesh and a Kol here. I say, this is Kodesh. When I make something into Kodesh, I have to eat something up out of Kol. It should be deeper that it should become Kodesh. So if I've already eaten up the 34 first lights in, there's nothing left that's going to remain in Kol, and then you won't have the contrast. So that's what they said, but that's not good. It's for the lack of shit anything.
Extra 10 rooms for the broadcast. So what does that help? the song in the Rabbanan.
So as it says, that the simple characters of the Mezumin is the Yajidah. And Mezumin is a Dizarite. So like Rashi holds clearly over here, we're learning out from cooking. And Rashi holds, isn't he learning out from cooking what the benching consists of? And the perfect benching, without a Mezumin, so he starts to write a book up. That the Dinim Dizarite are different. You see clearly, Rashi teaches that benching Mezumin is the Dinim Dizarite. But it's not so crazy to say that the first Rocha, Rosh Hashanah Shalom Tibachayim, which is a Drachan, and Mark, because whoever comes in has to say Amen. It's a Din. It's not like how Rahman did it. Someone says a Rahman, and Rabbi Rahman says, the proper thing is you should say Amen. If that's how Rahman, it's not a real din, it's a mini. But this Gemara says it's a real din, you have to say Amen, because that constitutes a Bracha. Rosh Hashanah is Shalom Tibachayim. So in any way, that's how Rahman makes it suggest. Those are the four Brachas that he came before the Gemara before. Rosh Hashanah is Shalom Tibachayim. Azana Takol, Aroi Salamorgan, and Dori Rahim Shalom Amen. And I pray that make it a lot better, so for that you have it wrong there. And previously she tells them that God places all the attention to the Zuman is only Rabbanan. That's what they cannot believe, that you only say Hazan Takol and you drink the Zuman, you don't think it's not a miracle for. How can that be? The Zuman is only Rabbanan. How can that happen if there's a Hamoni that I just changed? That's Rashi Ho. Maybe that's still not right. Maybe that's still not right. That in the rabbin that was a shul of the room thing. It's a little bit strange, the person points out that Moshe Rabbeinu sent the rabbin and it turned out to be a catastrophe, so why did the shul of the room keep the same thing? Shouldn't he have learned from Moshe Rabbeinu not to do such a thing? So the Maharshul in Sanhedrin had a comment on a similar issue that the shul of the room made a chayim on the Yerichah, that everything should be Hedrish, no one permitted to be Hedrish. Then Ochon was loyal to Hedrish, and hoping he saw the punish because of the fact that one person was more of a fan and they lost the word against the two guys. And they had a kill off on, and then afterwards they won the war. And the four of them against side and they won the war. So the tomorrow relayed, and I got it, and he took me to speak to him and said to Yeshua that I was over, and angry with Yeshua to him, and he told me, that they came against me, but that wasn't part of my secret was to wage war against the first captain. Not to make everything heavy. But the Rabbah was pinning the blame on Yeshua Benun, that it's his fault that there was that failure, that often was more of a failure, and that many people were punished. So I'm sure both the captives and all the Yachronim, why did it Yeshua's fault? If you might understand that story that Moshe Rabbeinu made a failure, and they were fighting the wars during the 40 years traveling in the Midwest, and Moshe Rabbeinu made Cairo on many different cities, the Rabbah was more than a failure 5 times before. Murder the faith every time they had a war, Moshe Rabbeinu made a chen, welcome with Murder. And now Yeshua made a chen just like Moshe Rabbeinu made a chen, every time he was again with Murder the faith. So Murder, how come until now, all the Bnei Yisrael were not punished because of Orphan and only now they were punished? Murder says, Kodesh, all these women tell you, Ardenim, he's not been a Kodesh, all our ladies, every day. Because we eat the offer, we eat by one offer, the Kodesh, all our ladies, every day, but I'm punished for the Abeiru, but you do. I didn't Kodesh, all our ladies, every day, both for Mitzvah and for Abeiru, but if you do an Abeiru, I'm punished for your Abeiru. And if you're not able to do a mitzvah, I can do the mitzvah to help you out. And you say you're from Moshe, and now she's saying you're from Moshe, and you're saying, that they're both of those who call us all in the middle. They can mix it, and it works in our very good job. So the Gemara says that the mitzvah were not punished in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, because of the chayim of Ochon, because they didn't call us all in the middle, because they didn't yet, actually, sort of a yardage. Then in the days of Yeriko, that was opposite of the Tayyad, and maybe it's going to be in a barbecue, but it's lost, so they weren't in it. So that's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that makes Yeshua Benun. So Mashal put the Kasha from early Akari, what would you blame Yeshua Benun for? Yeshua Benun, that's just what Mashal did to Mashal. And the Mashal did to Mashal. So must be, that's what Mashal put to early Akari, it must be, the good Mandama is the good of the other Mandama. The one who said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry to Yeshua Benun, the Karen, doesn't know that they were completed in Karab in the days of Mashal Abed. Listen, Karab in the Mashal Abed, no, the Mashal Benun wouldn't be a false that I'm sure that there's no much like this. If you say Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a And what happened to Prabhupada's anger? Sure. Why? Well, because of the Gemara, we just said. The Gemara said, if Moshe Rabbeinu is haramim, and often had violated the haramim all along throughout all the years, so why only now is it so much? The Gemara says, So now, not to follow in the footsteps of Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, what Moshe Rabbeinu is to do, so you ignore what other considerations there are. So you have to shake the lulav. But you should be doing, have to shake the lulav. The same way Moshe Rabbeinu shook the lulav. Have to sit in the sukkah. The same way Moshe Rabbeinu sat in the sukkah. Have to give me kabbalah, meet him in the talking, or whatever. Kabbalah to other Islam, the same way his forefathers did it. But when it comes to politics, making a harem, you're not looking to make a harem. It's a question of, should you make a harem or not? Not an absolute truth. Should you make a fix? You should have been. Well, my Rebbe has a politics like this, so I have to continue the politics the same way. So that's not necessarily so to my church. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the considerations were so, that there wasn't being horrible. So if one person will violate the thing, the others will not be negative. Nowadays, you should have known the politics of the situation is different. You don't follow the politics blindly, you have to keep your eyes open to see whether the situation is the same or different. It's completely different. Akshay is also a young man who is a very good person. You should not have made the case. Even though you have made a good case. That's what I'm not sure. The other abortions say regarding this story, if you should have known, why did you still stay in the Raglan? If Moshe Rabbeinu stayed in the Raglan and he fell in with the tragedy of the Seer of the Dairies, why did you still do the same thing as Moshe Rabbeinu? He's going to fall in also. So the answer is no. When it comes to politics, you have to see just because there was a bad political action that they should have made to stay in the Raglan, doesn't necessarily follow them. Just because it was a bad ace in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, doesn't get a bad in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. What was bad in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a good in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. What was good in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a good in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Just because the Rebbe belongs to the Mizrahi, doesn't mean the Talmidim have to belong to the Mizrahi. Just because the Rebbe belongs to the Ajudah, doesn't mean the Talmidim have to belong to the Ajudah. We have to judge in each generation what are the circumstances, and what the situations are, and maybe what political actions are. The question is, but we don't have a din of kohol. The Gemara and Harim said in the first draft that kohol going to work on us. I'm not understand that the kohol is really adapted to those who live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Maharam Shah answers, quoted by the Yavlan, he didn't see that Allah in this religion. The answer is that after the Bnei Yisrael crossed over the Yarden, there was a fear of kohol because anybody relates to Eretz Yisrael, even those who don't live in Eretz Yisrael proper, those who live in Eretz Yisrael proper, have more of a fear of kohol. Those who don't live in Eretz Yisrael proper but still have a reason for that concern. They buy you daily funds, and they're supporters here, and they're visitors, whatever they hold, but their national home and their visions, even though they happen not to live there, so they still have a chance to follow you still. But you say, well, I'm not that. That's the reason I'm sitting on off. But what about those you're showing who don't want to go back there? So they've got to be down there. Which is a big issue, 100 years after today. No one's interested in going to be down there. So those who are not interested in going back there, so they don't consider it a concern. Their national homeland, and he says, halacha l'maaseh, there's nothing about us with respect to those people. They're not part of the seer of Kali. In fact, he suggested maybe that's why the Gemara derives that the Rebbe should be Jews and leave the Minyan. In fact, the Sefer Yisrael, the Gemara runs it out the word Tov. It's found over here, the Sefer Yisrael, with exactly the Sefer Yisrael. And then you have another question that connects the word Tov with the word Eidah. Pardon? You brought him to Tahira Halazah, that's by the in the Meraglim. No, by Torah. By the Meraglim is the last Pasuk, it's in Gereshav, there are three Gereshav. By the Meraglim it says, Admasa Laida Halazah. Here it says by the Meraglim Laida. The Gemara says, there were 12 Meraglim who would have said, good. You shouldn't call us the right thing. Only 10 in the Meraglim. So the 10 who are Ratim are referred to as Admasa Laida Halazah, they're called Laida. And by other sources, if you go to the Tel Aviv Haram and go, so you see that Eidah and Tov have a similar conversation, then you go to the word Tov in the same. And by Kiyosh HaKem, it says, and he got to the Kesher Nevi Shoah. So that's how he might be right, but there's another condition that required him to be. He just pointed out once, why is the Gemara learning out, isn't it the same that Moshe is learning out from the Brahmin? Most of all the people in the world is learning out from the Brahmin, you can't learn out. He suggested maybe that's why, because the idea that in the image is two or three people, and the two are together, it comes to the Kesher Nevi Shoah. And the Brahmin at that time was the only 10 Jews alive in the whole world who had ever been to the Eretz Yisrael. The others now never had any commentary to Israel yet. Those who didn't come to Israel yet, Hashem was looking to Israel, but there's no Dina Baruch. Why is there no Dina Baruch? Because there's no Dina Baruch altogether. They didn't have Eretz Yisrael as a national homeland to bind them together. The Meravim had visited Eretz Yisrael. Although they left, they went back to Israel. But it's a little difficult to come to the other end, but they left and they had in mind not to go back. And they thought they didn't go back. They were killed in the business, but it's always crazy to go. I suggest that maybe that's the reason why the Gemara learned that doctrine from the Meraglim, because the Meraglim are the only 10 Jews alive at that time who had ever been to the Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that's why they're the only one being sure it's a constitution. It's not a good idea. If the Klal Yisrael has entered Eretz Yisrael already, so all their descendants will still relate to Eretz Yisrael. And treated as a national homeland, they're all the sure of the Yitzchak, as it is. Because the Gemara says that according to this and through the Arad, there was no Dina Baruch. The Gemara is connected. He writes it in the Kudu. But of course, it's and it's terrified saying that the Hadith was wrong of the Mother Adar and not just Kavira Terezo. So that part is implied in case of the Lady of the Gira. Hadith was wrong of the name Adar and not so is that just needs to force the other people last. And after that, we have to force other people to keep mystery. And after that, it's just a Midrash. It's an Midrash. It's an Midrash. It's an Midrash. It's an Midrash. But it's also simply take care of that. If it's Negro, it's our responsibility to force any other business to keep all the streets better Negro. That process is the process that this is one of the things. No, I do not have a process to be offered in Shabbat, not a process in the case of the church. And the church also, that part is in Vayeva. We have a process in the part of Vayeva. And there are the Kudus and the words. Long of the name of Ad. The Ayin should long of the name and the Ayin of Ad have included, 11 included. The Moses did include to imply that the Aloch of Ad Harbor didn't begin Ashur and Tel Asayad. It didn't begin right away. It began at a later day. Before they crossed over the Yad, so there was no serious decision. Anyway, that's what the Haftar talks about. That you should have been sent to the Rabbin. But Moshe Rabbeinu did. It was no good. You should have been told there was no good then. Now it is going to be good. It was good. You should have been went to what good. He didn't do any Avera by sending his Meraglim. The Malbim has a fascinating comment on the Haftar. He writes that, why did they go to Rochav HaZoyna? He couldn't find anybody else to stay there. He says, no, that's the best place to go when you want military secrets, the security secrets. So you go to they see the world is like that. You go to the prostitutes and name up all the secrets. Because all the big heads of government go to the desert. And they're not in Israel. When the heads of state speak with other Taliban, and so they don't tell all the secrets. And then they listen to them, they still over there, tell all the secrets in the back. But you go to the Israelis, you can find all the military secrets. Malvin says that's where they went, the Rock of Hazan. That's exactly so. You look in the newspapers, every year there's another scandal about Arizona who gave all the classified information that he's heard from our factions. One shot is that she gave me zayin. Two shot. One shot she was a zayinah. She had an inn. She was an innkeeper. The other shot is zayinah kipshuka. Two shot. In the past year, in Pashas Lach, the Kumi said that there was a Makosis who was Mechal Shabbos. And they knew, Rashi goes to the Gemara to Hezri, they knew that the Makosis who was Mechal Shabbos was Chayim. They just didn't know, but he didn't see the difference. They were given a different Chalel, most humans, but they didn't know which one of the Dalimis he did. And then Akari Kova told them that Mechal Shabbos is the Shabbos. So the Gemara has a Makhlejit HaTanah in Sanhedrin and give a Hashroah for a person who does an Avera for which is Chayim. So, do you have to give a Hashroah for the particular Misa, or is it sufficient to say, don't kill a person because whoever kills gets Misa? That is Mechal Shabbos because Mechal Shabbos gets Misa. So that's a Makhlejit HaTanah. You have to give a Hashroah based on Misa and legal, and address the Hashroah closer that you'll get the name of Misa. So the Gemara says, the Chayim, if you hold that Hashroah flawless position. The church would ask God, don't give us that way. The clergy wouldn't fight for that. He said, and you understand how the critique of the church is. He knew that you're not even though the sharp knife on the game master didn't know what he needs the city master for. And if y'all like the other town, and if you have that after all the full records out, you better be to leave them. And they didn't go, yeah, the sharp knife. He's going to get the key. They didn't know what he was the key. So after the possibility of the church giving this key law, that's against our law. If you hold that you have to have our son to correct it, they need to leave. So you might have done it with the Holy Lord. So the Majadah was clearly Holy Lord. So by the Majadah, they didn't know that they could understand it at all. So it wasn't our son and he said, oh. So that clearly was the Holy Lord so that they gave to the Majadah. But Mar has said, in the end of the heaven, I say, thank you, so that there was an Achleik Tafanon in heaven. Whether the curses was all for the Holy Lord so, because the Hasbro was only Hasbro of Clovis, it wasn't Hasbro of Clovis. So know that you don't need Hasbro of Clovis. What is this Machlok of Tachanan in Kanta? That you need Hasbro of the Director, so who's the Mishra of Mito? Or the person with Hasbro of Clovis, that you're the Kai Mishra. So if I'm not mistaken, you do have to stop and you can take it. I think it's a deck from here. I haven't seen it in a long time. 15, 20 minutes. I think he suggests the chart, which is, in my opinion, a little bit corny, that there's a machlokes with the Rambam and the Ramban, you will just see something. Like, he says there's a machlokes with the Rambam and the Ramban, it's worth learning what to believe. Machlokes with the Rambam and the Ramban, the Lugin Amit, the Mishan, the Bezin, has four mitzvahs, the Rambam says, to give Kiru Toros, the Chai Sefer, to give Sefer Toros, the Chai Sefer, to give Tenet into good fire. The Rambam counts them with four different mitzvahs, and the Ramban, the Mishan, the Mishan, disagrees. Instead, you know, it's only counted as one mitzvah. What's the one mitzvah? To give mitzvah to those who are carrying mitzvah. Where is the pasuk? The yard to haron mitzvah data. Who says that that's the pasuk? And who says that that's the pasuk? There's a Gemara in the left here from Chulin, the Rambam quote, where the Gemara says that at the Hema Shahara Sa'adam, is a Sharavispa for a good skila. So the Gemara says, you have to go get to the end of the days and you have to do the skila because it says that the Yantar Ram is your best. So the Ramban says, it's easy to the Gemara that all the skilling of all this is there is based on the Yantar Ram is your best. Otherwise, the Gemara should have said, Shemema, the Skalta Baba, Masha, you saw him. Gemara should have called a different person. So the fact that Gemara says, the Yantar Ram is your best implies that there's one mitzvah to give means to tell us what I mean. What does the Ramban do exactly, Mara? Come to the Ramban, the Gemara should have quoted a person to Skalta Baba. Tell you something? It's the first gap in Shiloh HaKayim. The last day in Kuban is Shiloh HaKayim. It starts on the Ramad Beis. On the top of the next Ramad Aleph, the first Ramad Aleph in the last day in Kuban, the Gemara quotes, because it's Shemema, the Yatra Ramad Beis. What does the Ramad do that you must? So the Megillah is Esther on the side, the commentary on the side of the city, and this is Yoha Ramba. The Megillah says Esther, what does Kappa's mother was Esther, she died right before he was at the publishing. And the day that he was at the publishing, the Atharam Kedeva is a different mitzvah. They bring the person to court in order to give the mitzvah together. That's what the Gemara says. That if they destroy the harvest of Adam, so it's a mitzvah on the people to grab hold of the shor, and to bring the shor to bed, and in order to execute the shor. Where is the mitzvah to bring the shor to court? Maybe the mitzvah is, if you have it, then you have to. If you have a case, then you have to give to you. Who says you need to go bring it? So that's the cost of the Atharam Kedeva. Yeah, and that's perhaps why the Rambam doesn't count it as a mitzvah, meaning a mitzvah. Rambam says that very much, the other one is better than the mitzvah. It's understood that you have to do it. But it's not to be counted as another mitzvah. Rambam says no, the other one is better than the mitzvah. That is the one mitzvah to give mitzvah to all people, all animals that are carried out. So there's a machlokes between the Rambam, the Rambam, whether other mitzvah is better than four mitzvahs or other mitzvah is better than one mitzvah. So some suggest, it could be a mistake, I'm not sure. Some suggest that perhaps is the machlokes of Tatanon. That's a little corny. said as a machloki satana in English. Yes. And in fact, saying the hasura, the Adam is a good. A person is based, my friend is a Yehuda, and a Chacham Rav Yehuda says that she has two things in this scenario, and a Chacham is a Yehuda, she has two things in this scenario. That is the Machloek in Satana. That's a little bit delicate to say that that's the Machloek comes up, Machloek comes up, Rav Yehuda is the Machloek is the Rav and the Rambam, the Hashem the Rav and the Rambam don't quote. So that's why I think he suggests to Rav and Yehuda, so far as Machloek comes up, Rav Yehuda, go even after. And he should say a different shot, not to say that Machloek is the Rambam and the Rambam, not to say go even after. The question is, the machloek is in Hilchos, not a machloek is in Hilchos Nisim. So the Nisim bears in, all the Nisim have one mitzvah, or the Nisim bears in four distinct unrelated mitzvahs. Those are the categories of Nisim. No. Unrelated to that is this. Machloek is in Hilchos Hasura. How machloek does the Hasura have to be? How clear does the Hasura have to be? Like, there's a machloek of Yechon and Eshlof, which is in the Gemara, and at the very end of Kulim, in the same case, the end of Kulim, and the end of Kulim, and the Mark is, where the Hasura topic is more Hasura and not. The machloek is that the hasura has to be that door, so you can have sort of stuff to be open. Similarly, you can say it's the machloek is whether the hasura before that is in part, or the hasura clovis is sufficient. In fact, it's even such a style of the hasura, where the hasura has to be, if we read this, the clovis is sufficient, it's part of the nature of the Aveira. Let's say, a person is doing an Aveira, but Minchat is fond of a rational shrew, and he doesn't say that that's the aloha, but he quotes it every so often as an article, as a collector's item. You don't put a pasuk in the hundred, then Rashi seems to imply that it's not a good answer. As we have told the Puretis and the Averi, we have to quote the pasuk. Minchasina quotes that Rashi as a fish. Others don't discuss it at all, so the pasuk says that you don't have to quote the pasuk. Or Tesis has a Shiloh, the Machlokes Tesis, the other Mishenki, the Asian Tesis, one of Machal Shabbos, the Yaka Dapsona Puretis in a particular Malache. They just say don't be Machal Shabbos, which is. That also is a question, what exactly is a machlokes in the two opinions and cases in the other chain that we need to show our shame ma'av, and the master told me after the master was saying ma'av, and they say, Kriya Shabbos in Al-Adu. So some, Rabbi Nachum Zender quotes from the cases near them Shabbos, who present the issue as follows, that the question is, whether the 39 of Achot Shabbos are 39 in different DC, or no, there's basically one who said Kriya Shabbos with 39 ways to violate the Yitzhak Kriya Shabbos. You know that one is this, one is this, one is this, one is that enough, because I can't clean it up, give me another one. So, one way to explain this not like this is whether the 39 is certain or there's one is the 39 or five to violate. Or one could perhaps say not so, that maybe everybody agrees that it's really, that it's either one way or the other. You can either take a stand one way or the other, but say, you're going to shy, I have a poor, so that's what I have to do. The Hasra Kvala sufficient, you have to have Hasra on the Purepis. It's similar to that Shaila. Isn't it not necessarily an issue as to the nature of the place? It is taken here. That's the issue whether the 39 is good, or there's one issue the 39 is found to violate. But one could perhaps say in Tesis, it's not like the place is good. Tesis that's never really said the place of that issue. It could be a point to face a different Shaila. It's now Hasra Kvala sufficient, you have to have Hasra on the Purepis. How many poor does Hasra happen? You can't just go and let the person say it with their area. Then just say, hey, you're doing that day, you're stuck, but we're going to give you a mouth. I have to say, you're not allowed to say, you're doing it. You have to say, what are you doing? As you say, you have to say, I parked in the Kunish. The other Shemmer don't say like that, probably we disagree with Yashi. They all like Yashi, they should say, probably we disagree, but in some way, you can't just say, let's say, guys are eating and shaking, you're doing a lot of things, I'm going to say, stop what you're doing because it's an Aver. If you don't stop, going to give you a mouth. You say, what's an Aver? Eating, it's a lot to say it's an Aver. They know the other thing you're doing. Say, what's wrong? He doesn't know what he's doing. What's wrong? You have to tell him what he's doing. And then you have to tell him, because the Torah says, maybe he's never heard of it. You have to tell him, the Torah says, he's a Dinyan. I'm going to say, here it is. You can't just say, stop what you're doing, it's a sin. He never heard of it. But of course, you have to have some theory. You have to make it clear to the guy that he's doing out there. So if you have a fool, it doesn't have to happen. One could perhaps say, well, that's not going to be in the Hakamah. Whether you have to do the Hasra, I'll say, it's a specific God. I'll take a specific Yusha, or specific that to say that there is another Yusha. That's that the shadow faces, but we have to say, I'm sure, I'm told at the same time, but just take this to the shop. And you get to try to have a poor task answer. Faces is bothered with a costume, faces is fooling. The husband is bothered with a costume. What do you think Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know which Jewish to give the Mekoshet? Because it says the Chalei Masir, because he didn't know the Elimita. But it's both told him in this deal. But it's like, Akash, we know the Chalei is that the Rebbe had told me some more about her son, and El Achemik. Because we talked him that the arrangement of the four angels of Sira should have had a pen. That's the order. We know from this that there were two brothers for us. The Hagid of Gozman said, he said to them, because we don't know better than in Kibri Abrasim, because it's Aloha and Kibri Sarakar for us, it could be the right. And even with the Eben, if you bury something in Kiroshi, you have to take out the body and bury it somewhere else. Those have to bury it in the shore next to an offering. You have to take out the shore or not and bury them somewhere else. That's the beginning of the Eben. Of course, there's a lot of time, a lot of fiction, but that's how long. In the Eben, you have to take the body out. But even take the body from Kiroshi also, because in the Eben, not only do you have to bury it, but in the Eben, if you bury it, you have to take them out. So that's why the Haruvi Bezna had to bury it in the seventh place of Torah. So really, we should have four buckets for us with a Haruvi Bezna, because each time we said, we're going to this level of Kana HaAveira. Because the Mar says that if a person did two Aveira, one is tied to Stephen, one is tied to Trader for, so we couldn't give you two options, so which one do you give? We have to give that Irish, which is the Irish HaFamot, the one that represents the more common of the Aveira. And if the Machlech HaFamot, which one is the Irish HaFamot? It's Tila or the Trader, and then Herod Nechemic is right on Machlech HaFamot, and the Mishnah is Herod, on that page. So the Gemara says, then should have been four buckets for it. You take the four different days, however you arrange them, and the whole of it, the four different Magdalis are quite a lot. So really, within a very particular case, the Rosh could be quite, you should have at least four cemeteries for Bergen alone. And not only four cemeteries for Bergen alone, the Gemara says in the moment, so we know they have a lot of rains and how about this? How about that? How about this? Michael, we don't have that practice of having to keep the it's impossible, but it means his money to say, theoretically, if you would keep a patient, you would know that I did 8 billion Sony Averis, and you did the same number of Averis, but I did one of the 8 billion Averis that I did was in Yisachar Alisa. If you would hold the record, then you would have a bit of an incredible calculation. So we don't know what the records are. So we very well keep it together. That's an obvious question. Not on the same level. You can drop it, you can get rid of it. Not on the same level, but that's very high set. The cemetery, I'm telling you, drop it on that set of cemetery. They don't want to be very next to their patients. And that would want that set of cemetery, they don't want to be very next to the other patients. You can hold it there on a higher level of risk than the other. The kapara is coming from the but the chain rush and the sun is proper right away. But the chain rush wasn't proper. And what he does to it. The Gemara asked that time to open. The Gemara says, no, up until people bust up. Up until the Gemara says that the physician says that the Hagin and the Hagin and the Hagin do not observe our values after the Hagin is very much killed. So the thought is, my brother Shem, you know, Rosh is just there, can we celebrate it? And then the Gemara says, why my brother Shem, you know? But the Misha should be a kapara. The Gemara says, no, she thinks Misha, Misha is not a kapara. Up until when? Such a shadow, up until when? Up until when? Up until she's a kapara, but she's going to see this in the Gemara. The Gemara says, you have to wait a while. You have to wait a couple of days. Do the kapara. The Gemara is actually what that means. That's the Gemara. So basically, Tosfos is bothered with this question that how could Moshe Rabbeinu not know which Misa to give him the kosher if they knew that he was tithing because he was already given the Chalei Moshe was just going to give him the Misa to tithing the Misa Lido so he should have asked him that he after Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe Rahakmo was on the locker room so he gives him the Misa of the Dalai Misa the Misa of the Dalai Misa that he talked to him along the way he was saying to her it's Tanit, it's a Tanit why did he have a whole filter? When the Bershon came out and he said that he did a seal, why don't we have to ask the Shalom? The son, that's the discussion. So after any you give a tenure, but they said we don't see what she does. The Gemara says, Tam is the Hamur Batel, the Yatar Hashem, not for the Hakma of the Lahakma of Kos, something that comes with Lahakya. Starting class Rahman, not only if you don't know if it's Tidus or not to say something class, but if you know which Tidus, you don't know which Tidus to give, you have to give him a Shakara. So that's only by a guy who has no way to ascertain. We have a subject in 1985, we have a subject when the guy's fired, he said, hey, he sees this, and we have no way to figure out. We're going to pull up, we got a song. 718. How are you going to find out what? The local money? How are you going to find out what? But Moshe Rabbeinu should not, the doctor will show me in. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell us. He's going to tell us. So you don't say that it's a subject. It's not called a subject in the process of Zafi is only the food of the reaction of Bar. That's what Rabbanah said. Yes, the Rabbanah will find that. That's what Rabbanah said. They don't understand the problem of Bar and Tosfos. That if Tam Misa is a Spanish, so why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu just be Spanish at five? Because he wasn't to be Spanish. Action of Bar is a cow. Abali, after the Rabbanah will tell you whether it's Spanish or not. And the Rabbanah problem is not Spanish. But if the Tosfos seems not, think doesn't like that parrot, Pashtus and Tosfos hear that Tam Misa and Moshe Rabbeinu is Spanish, he's a leader. Now look, it's not the Torah's office, it seems to be the Torah's right. It's not based on the principle of Shalom Tosfos Lama. What is this, you all like the other Talmud? The other Talmud, I've seen it, I think, in the news, and I've learned the stable to reverse. It's great for Tila Tanech Perish. The Sayyid is the lower. And he disagrees. I don't remember, you have to look at the market, and I think he also agrees. It's Tami Sahamar Batar, in the other Tanech. You see, it's a different all over there, it's Tami Sahamar. Not because of starting to call it maybe. Because perhaps our case is a in the cashier. But why did Moshe Rabbeinu ask this time? We should have given Tanya to practice. She would have been a person. The case is the answer. The same for the Israeli and the Israeli. The case is the answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu was endowed because of the choices of the Chalzadis of the Hetchin. Chalzadis of the Hetchin is really powerful. Basically, you see that that's our local area. You can upload this outline and you go out and grab a slot. Outside is going to be a cap and you go to do the register. we got to figure out why not communicate how to have the prayer to the church and the check on this and check to the universe. We're talking today, I said to my person, we started out in the brochure and it's in our face the other day, the brochure is one of the אחרי נמי, נדר לכם מה אתם לא יודעים, זה יודע דין, אבל חלשה בגיל קרקם זה בגיל דר, אי זה גיל דר אבן? ושם הולד, זה פעם יגיל דר אבן. זה נתן לכם הולד שלו לגיל דר אבן, חלשה בגיל קרקם זה בגיל קרקם זה בגיל דר אבן. I know the other is already skilled, and so then when we took it, maybe then you say something, you say, but then you say another something. But the Chalam Shabbos, if you're a half year, maybe the Chalam Shabbos is also the kind of something. But the Chalam Shabbos is a half year, maybe we should be tired to go. Because it's really clear that I'm going to go, I'm going to go, I'm going to go, but that's not the issue. But from the one this idea, it's not something that they should. But if the vegan is really not sharp, maybe just take the same, it's like an agarika for this. It says it's down to, it's really halacha. You see a lot of halachas in the Torah. First of all, the Tamisa is kind of, it's not the Torah Sotek, but the Torah Zavah, because it's the Torah Sotek. So we have to remember that. And what's happening with this? The Abish over here, the question of that. Secondly, it's in the Torah Zavah, that how Shabbat is in the Torah Zavah, it's kind of in the Rabbah. So two important things in the Torah. But still, that's people always seem all the time back in our door. It's a very good part of the kasha. So it's our kasha. So how do we know halakha l'maisa when the Chal Shabbat is the shkiva? Every time we want the Chal Shabbat is the shkiva. Is the shkiva. Like they just made the whole thing. It's the first one is not shkiva. You don't know shkiva. And the Chal Shabbat is the shkiva. You see, it's every other door. We would do two missions of the shkiva. How do we know halakha l'maisa is not a good? The Chal Shabbat is the shkiva. It's also the shkiva. Maybe you can do that.
Now, Moshe was careful, and the other story,
sometimes change the title. She was in the that I can work in sometimes, but not that the title should change, the title is the American article of the book. So the title, so the movement is all through, the people go down to generation. Stephanie Moore calls him Zalvia and he's killed by their doctor. That's a nice love to work out on the news to do, but they were the ones who asked the Shabbos, I'm not sure of it. Very, I'm not sure my colors are how she grew. They went down in history and are included. They were the ones, and the people were the ones who brought the union in all the universities. They declared that it was the all cases in American
war
go down like that. Culligan versus the
Hooligan.
That's the Culligan Hooligan
theory. Everybody knows?
That was the
short.
And have the actress in
there. Not only focus,
right? So that we can
focus the audience.
Even if they have a
seat.
Even
if they have a seat. We're going to do it. The audience can be third time. But the focus is going to have.
I think it's time to. You want it. Thank you.